stunning news out of Asia this morning, which is the price of oil has spiked to a record $117 a barrel. This happening after an attack on a key pipeline in Nigeria, which, of course, is a major exporter. Now, as these prices skyrocket, the Bush administration's policy of stockpiling oil is raising some eyebrows. And the program kind of works like this. Oil's pumped out of the ground from Nigeria and Saudi Arabia and Russia, among other countries. It's shipped to the U.S. We pay record prices for it, and then the administration pumps some of it right back into the ground, storing record numbers of barrels, roughly 700 million today. Does that make sense? Some people wonder. Now, given what's happening in the geopolitical universe with the wars and all of the tensions and the food global prices, what's driving this policy? Stephen Leeb is the author of The Oil Factor. Stephen?
Yes, I'm here.
So why is the United States stockpiling hundreds of millions of barrels of oil?
Well, you do, as you put it so well, it does make you wonder, and especially makes you wonder because the economy's been under a lot of pressure. We all know about the subprime crisis. We know about worries about inflation, which is compounding, all the pressures from some lost jobs. We know about the economy generally being weak. Why would the president then be adding oil to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve when that would only raise oil prices, wouldn't lower them?
Well, and some people apparently are wondering if perhaps there's a geopolitical catastrophe in our future. Is that just over-the-top thinking?
No, I don't think it is. I mean, if you just look at there are two possibilities here that really haven't been mentioned. One is Saudi Arabia's oil production appeared to have peaked about 3 or 4 years ago. In other words, despite the fact that the country has massive numbers of rigs there, more than they've ever had, their oil production has not exceeded 9.5 million barrels for at least 4 or 5 years. Russia's oil production has peaked. There are attacks on the Nigerian pipeline, which you pointed out earlier. Who knows how serious these things could become? If they become very, very serious, then we definitely will need the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I mean, it's not just...
But do we need that much? And I guess that's really the question. And this has clearly become a campaign issue. Let's just very quickly listen to what Senator John McCain had to say.
Right now, I think we should stop adding... We should stop adding to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. With oil at over $100 a barrel and an adequate supply in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, it's time to suspend purchases. This will lessen the worldwide demand for oil, and if the classic laws of supply and demand hold, we should see a welcome decrease in the price of oil.
So, Stephen, should the Bush administration stop stockpiling?
If they know something that John McCain doesn't know, no. Clearly, what this illustrates, and it really is a major contrast with what you saw in year 2000. In year 2000, when President Clinton was president, we had a lot of cold weather in the fall, and Clinton released oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to temporarily lower prices. That would be a very easy step for the president to take today, and it would take pressure off the economy. So the fact that he doesn't, the fact that he's acting contrary to the wishes of the Republican Party, a party that's obviously on the defensive, strongly suggests to me that he may know something. Something may be happening that the public just is not aware of, and he doesn't want to make the public aware of it.
But Stephen, can I just ask a really simple question here?
Sure.
I mean, they call it the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Given that the oil started out in the ground and gets pumped back into the ground, is it really a reserve? And what is strategic about it?
Well, strategic about it is that it's a rainy day reserve.
But rainy...
If, for instance, tomorrow or you were to wake up today and find that the Saudi Arabian oil fields had been attacked, you would be taking 9 million barrels off the market.
Yeah, but how long is that going to last?
It would last, if you use the entire reserve, if you use it to supply all the oil that the U.S. needs.
21 million barrels a day, right?
Right. So that you would have, you import about 10, so you would have about 70 days. And that might give you enough time to, you know, remedy whatever.
To drive down to the store and buy some guns or something, I guess.
Well.
No, but Stephen, let's just get back to one basic fact. The U.S., this reserve was formed in 1975, after all of the severe oil shortages during the 73 and 74 oil embargo. But today, we're not necessarily in the exact same situation. And is the fact that we are, in the United States, stockpiling those barrels of oil, is that affecting the price here in the United States?
I would say it's definitely affecting it, but not by a lot. I mean, we're only adding about 40,000 barrels a day from my calculations, which is, you know, a pittance compared to 20 million barrels a day we consume. But it certainly is putting added pressure. I mean, every bit of oil you consume does add pressure. And it's just not what you would expect during a campaign year. In fact, it's, you know, it would be close to political suicide. And that's why you had Senator McCain screaming when oil was at $100. Now it's at $116, over almost $117 this morning. So it doesn't make any political sense. And when you have a very political president, and all presidents are very political, or at least most are, acting in a very non-political way, you have to scratch your head and say, what does he know? Now, you know, the worst case scenario, and I'm not predicting this at all, I'm saying the worst case scenario is that this administration plans to do something in Iran, and they feel that they desperately will need this extra oil to get them through that period in which Iran would stop pumping oil.
I don't believe that.
I hope it's not true.
I think there's a lot of people hoping that's not true, but clearly the verdict would be out on this. Very, very quickly, Stephen Leeb, economist and author of The Oil Factor, have you changed your behavior? Are you more climate conscious today than you have been, and how?
Well, I'm
10 seconds.
I am more climate conscious. I conserve oil not just for the climate, but because we're going to need every drop of oil we need in order to build alternative energy infrastructure in this country. That's what the country has to be doing, and unfortunately, we're going to need fossil fuels to do it.
Okay.
All right, Stephen. It sounds like you have your own strategic petroleum reserve there, somewhere in your basement. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.